All right, guys. This is executive consultant Jeff Rollins calling in from New York, and excited to be here tonight. Excited to share some great information with you guys. I am going to give one more opportunity. If anyone would like to announce yourself, let us know where you're calling from. Why don't you do that now, or I'm going to mute the lines out and get started. All right. All right, guys, welcome to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call, hosted by National Consultant Ambassador Brian McClure. My name is Jeff Rollins. I am calling in from New York, beautiful evening in New York. It's 41 degrees and clear out. That's a big deal for us. Being in March, we could have snow tomorrow or it could be 60 degrees. I mean, that's just the way it is in the Northeast. But we're excited about what's going on with Ambit Energy. I was just down in Texas a couple weeks ago at Kickoff. What a great event. What a great venue. And it just seems well apparent to me that Vistra and the Ambit marriage is, beyond the courtship, and it has moved into the honeymoon stage of just really doing a great job. You know, we have just great leadership in our corporate structure. Besides everything above the representatives from Ambit Energy, Darrell Starkweather and Eric Johnstone and Kristen Legate. Gosh, I don't want to leave anyone out. Sarah and Leilani and just, gosh, everybody. Alan Macos. We just have a great leadership. And above that, we have, leadership that's just, sold out and supportive of this marketing arm, Ambit Energy. And I think it's just apparent by what they've done coming out of Kickoff. And I don't know what happened last week on the call. I was actually busy, and I'm sure Brian did a little recap of some of the announcements. So if you guys are wondering what happened out of Kickoff, very easy. You hop on your Power Zone, you go to the event center, and all of the promotions coming out of Kickoff are there, what's going on with bonuses. But one that really struck me, I wanted to talk a little bit about, we're a mature, 16 and a half year old company in the network marketing area, mature leadership, mature corporate, a huge financial backing. When you're looking at an opportunity today, in this arena, especially in the energy arena, I think it'd be very important. I heard one time when someone had mentioned, if you're looking to get into a direct sales network marketing company, and you want to make sure that your name, your personal name, your integrity, your relationships, everything that you've built, because our structure of our relationships is what we've built over our lifetime. Sometimes we're able to leverage that over and over and over again. The relations we make and just being accepted into groups of people, those relationships can pay you, but you want to make sure you protect those. So getting into a company that's mature in the sense of their leadership and a huge financial backing is a plus, plus, plus when it comes to getting into a direct sales company. And to see what our company is beginning to do now that the smoke is cleared, COVID is pretty much wrapped up. I understand it's still, something out there, but, in the sense of we're wide open. We've been doing a meeting in the Massachusetts market. It's a great market there. But starting coming up in the next couple weeks, we're going to start to implement a Scranton, Pennsylvania meeting and move back into that market, which is very favorable with the incumbent, with the pricing works and just the whole Northeast in the sense of, everything but a couple of the markets that are sitting in the middle of it. You have Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maine, New Hampshire, and in Pennsylvania are just, markets that we're very competitive in and very ripe. So we're having some very good success in those markets. So my suggestion to you and what I wanted to talk about now is as a company matures and as a company expands and starts to open up new territories, it just opens up more opportunity for you to network. And, you know, I think what really stood out to me was that the first time in the history of Ambit Energy, there was an announcement, a kickoff, and I don't know if everybody really picked up on it, but it's the first time that we have entered into markets that we don't currently provide electricity or natural gas in. And they're solar-only markets, but the Arizona-Colorado markets with our solar partner, Sunrun, guys, that's a huge, huge deal. Because, first of all, you can contact people, obviously, to provide them with solar. And there's some people that are being, you know, very successful with the solar project and what we're doing with that. But, you know, people from Arizona and people from Colorado are going to know people from Texas and Pennsylvania and Massachusetts and California, especially in the Arizona markets. You know, this is an opportunity to do what I call a reverse network. You know, networking out of where you are, and this is something that I'm experiencing right now in my own business. You know, I remember listening to very successful people in Ambit Energy talking about, you know, I can't be a customer in my own market; it's just not deregulated or whatever. So you know, being able to be versatile and being able to expand in other markets and playing the who do you know in markets is the key to you expanding your business and diversifying your business into different markets. So I think it's very, very important to start to, again, build a list of people. And with social media and the way that works with LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and all our different platforms we have now, you know, you can search out friends and people that you know and people you're connected to by states. And you can expand your network. Another thing is there's a Lubbock, Texas expansion about to happen in Texas. Another, who do you know in Lubbock, Texas? You know, I have a gentleman that I connected with on LinkedIn about 6 months ago, and a super guy. We've gone back and forth. And, you know, I said, listen, I got something coming in Lubbock, Texas. And his son goes to Texas A&M out there. And, you know, there's this, or Texas Tech, one of the two. I think they're both out there. I'm going to network with him, and I'm going to get referrals. And you know, this is what network marketing is all about. And with the way that we can do it through connections, through a social media platform, and playing the who do you know game, you know, I'm just in my opinion right now, if I was in Texas, I'd be playing the who do you know game in Pennsylvania, especially Massachusetts. I mean, there's a reason that you have people traveling from Texas to Massachusetts to do meetings. Right now, it's not going to always be this, but we can offer a favorable offer and of almost a 30% savings in Massachusetts on your electric bill. I don't see any why someone wouldn't be there collecting customers right now. I know I am. So that's something that you can start to get back to the basics and start to expand your list. And how you're going to expand your list? You're going to expand your list through the social media platforms and people you know. Right now, I was looking the other day, you know, there's a Facebook page with my old high school. And you know, I looked through that, and there's, you know, 12 or 13 people that live in Massachusetts. So, you know, I'm reaching out to them and saying hello and retouching base. I'm in contact with someone from already. And I'm going to network into the Massachusetts markets through people that I know. I mean, this is how you network and do network marketing. I mean, the Texas markets, it's just apparent to me that Vistra's ready to really supercharge Ambit Energy. Offering the Power Perks program in Texas, I've been able to have a Power Perks program for probably 4 or 5 years now, or 3 years. Whenever it came to the Northeast, it never made it into New York, but I was able to get an account because they were doing some market research, and it's a neat thing to do. It's another option. I mean, right now we have so many options for people to fit them into a category of where their energy needs might meet, more than we've ever had before. So playing this networking game and playing getting onto LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is a great platform that a lot of us, are on. But if you're not on it, it's something that you should get on. You can build a business profile. I can just give you a couple pointers on it, things that I were given long, long time ago from a cousin of mine before the platform was even popular, and he's in California. But the bottom line, guys, is LinkedIn allows you to search people that you're connected and people you know. And you're not going to be able to build this huge network in a couple days, but you can start. You can start to build your groups. One suggestion I would say is whatever your vocation is outside of Ambient Energy, I would make a suggestion to go onto LinkedIn and use that as your vocation and network through your market of your sphere of influence. Don't network through Ambient Energy market because those people are already in Ambient Energy and those people already are networking. What LinkedIn does, it just connects you to everybody that's in your network in the sense of vocation. And be very careful how you set it up. I'm not friends with many people in Ambient Energy connected to on LinkedIn because I don't want my surrounding web filled with the energy sector and Ambient Energy. I want it filled with mine is real estate investors, builders, construction, networking through different networks. And you just build a group of people and one day we'll have to do a full training on how to navigate through LinkedIn. I'm not going to do that tonight, but my point is what I want you guys to concentrate on is it's time. Okay. The rocket ship is about to take off. I believe it's already left the launching pad and it's heating up and we're moving into what I believe is going to be a premier time for the direct sales network marketing world. And it doesn't just have to be Ambient Energy, but I believe Ambient Energy is going to just be a powerhouse in this industry. See, the perfect storm is about to happen. When we have times, I joined this company in 2010 during the subprime mortgage mess, and the real estate market blew up, and it was just an ugly time in some different markets. And that's when I started my Ambient Energy business because, you know what? It just was apparent to me that I needed some extra income to help to take my kids through college because the market had just crashed and I was heavily invested in the real estate market and the building industry. And that industry was heavily affected when the interest rates were affected. Well, what's going on right now is a mirror image of that in a little different of a way. It's not a subprime mortgage fiasco, but it's an inflation fiasco. And it's a situation where inflation's riding up in the 7 or 8 area. And I believe that's not even the proper number. And just my personal opinion, I think they've figured out a very fancy way of abstracting certain things that drive or driving forces on inflation. And I'm not going to go into a seminar on inflation, but if you reduce a product and then you the price goes up and that product is something that fuels the rest of the economy in the sense of produce and commerce and all that kind of stuff, it causes a problem. And we could debate it all night long, and there's different views, and I don't really care about that. All I know is one thing, is I've always heard it, and I hear it again. Ambient Energy is a recession-free business. Why is that? Because when the market starts to tip-top and people are looking for extra income, the statistics in the 45 to 50% of people are looking for a side hustle right now, something to make some extra income. So we show people how to buy their energy in a better way, a way that they can save some money, a way that it's just better for them the way that they spend, like the summer break and the winter break, the Power Perks program. In my opinion, Power Perks works great in middle, maybe in Texas it'll be the $100 bill to the $300 bill just because it just works real well in that area. But we have choices now, whether we can fit people into areas that more fit their needs and their energy usage. If it's not summer break, it's winter break, it's Power Perks. If it's a long-term, maybe they want to sign up for 3 years and they don't want to deal with renewing every year. There's so many different ways now that we offer opportunities for people to buy energy. So if you look at that and you look at the way that works, right now, people are looking for you. They're looking for an opportunity to make extra income. And you have that golden ticket. You have an opportunity for someone. And the way that they're structuring and people can go out and do things. And reason I wanted to lead into this, there was another key that came out of kickoff that I don't know if it was focused on, but it's definitely worth speaking about again, is, you know, when you're approaching someone about our business opportunity and we're in a challenging time in our economy, and people are looking for extra income, you might run into some people where the $100 is just a little bit of a challenge in them, helping them to make a decision. And I think what's reassuring is something that they've implemented now is you have a guarantee now, basically a money-back guarantee that allows you to get into Ambit Energy. And if it doesn't work out, we can offer your money back. I mean, there's early termination fees that they'll pay in the markets now, where if someone has a contract in the Texas markets, they'll pay, I think it's up to $250 for them to get out of another plan. I mean, what my point is here, guys, is there's so many more options for us to offer customers that we never had before. It's that much more enticing to invite people to become our customer. And you're not looking for thousands of customers. You're looking for a handful of loyal customers, customers that will be your customer for a long time. And now we can just offer them more. And we can get to know the intimacy a little bit in their usage. And we can really see what fits best for them. Is it a 36-month plan? Is it a summer break plan? Is it a power perks plan? Is it, you know, a short-term, long-term, whatever it is? Now what we can do is we can track that, and then, you know, when your customer is your customer for a year, you'll have an opportunity to offer them something else. But offering a new consultant a money back guarantee. Listen, try out the business, go out and get a handful of customers, and if for some reason it doesn't work out, we can give you your money back. I mean, just think about that. I mean, that's just it takes away another objection of someone saying I don't have the money. You know, that I mean, it's just. Listen, when we can offer $100 to get into a business, $30 a month to support that business. When I started in this business, it was $429 plus your first month's website. And I was in a market where we were guaranteeing someone to save 1% on their electric bill. And it was hard to even show them that they would save that because they had to wait a year to see the savings, and they got a little audit. So we didn't build our business on rates. We didn't build our business on saving, tremendous amounts of money. We built our business on an opportunity to leverage a public utility to get into the arena and be your own energy person that could get a residual income based off of people using electricity and natural gas. I mean, that's why I got into this business, not to be an electrical sales guy, not to do any of that. Now, has the industry evolved? Yes. Has it changed and there's different ways? Yeah. But only, you know, only in sense for the better. So let's recap a little bit. So the Colorado-Arizona expansion, I think, is huge. Because now you can play who do you know in those states. You can see if they're interested in a solar option. What an easy deal. You make a recommendation to Sunrun. They go do all the work. And if the person signs up, I think you put $500 in your pocket. I think that's, and there's more incentives. I don't know exactly what the thing is, but it's always been $250, somewhere around there. But that's to make a referral. You're not doing anything after that. You're basically making a referral, and Sunrun takes over. They do the analysis. They do everything. I've heard nothing but good things here in the Northeast about installation and their crews. And that was before they actually brought everything in-house. Now, from what I understand, is everything's in-house. They do all their own installs. They have installers that do it that are under the Sunrun umbrella now, instead of subbing some of the stuff out to different, installers in different areas. So that makes it that much better of an experience for the customers. So that's a huge deal, a money-back guarantee to get into the business. But I think the biggest, guys, is when you have an opportunity and you have new things, people in Texas, you can get excited about power perks. It's just something extra. When I first got into this business, we always had some kind of travel deal where people would build actually travel rewards by amount of electricity they used. And they would get a little bit of a reward on that. And they could redeem it for travel. And that got taken away. It just wasn't working out for the company anymore. But now we have Power Perks, which is very similar to that, but it's for the customers. And it's for you personally if you're a customer. So you can get a Power Perks program. You can go on. And, you know, there's just over 500,000 different vendors and different representatives and Amazon and just all different stuff down to local restaurants. And listen, if you're a person that participates in some buying clubs or anything like that, but it's just an opportunity for you to offer someone an additional $50 a month in rewards for being your customer. So we have more than we've ever had. We have an opportunity with a company that has deep pockets and is 100% sold out to Abbott Energy. And they're expanding into new markets and doing different things like Colorado and Arizona. And it's time for us to go out and play the who do you know in these different markets. And that's an exciting, exciting opportunity when, excuse me, when you have an opportunity to expand into new markets. So Arizona, Colorado. I think Arizona is probably a really good market for solar. I mean, I'm not an expert on this stuff, but all I know is there's a lot of sun in Arizona. And the sun's out all the time. And I would think that someone could build a very nice business out there in the solar area with Sunrun. So that would be somewhere I'd be making my mental list right now. Who do I know in Arizona? Who do I know in Colorado? These are two brand new markets. And expanding into markets, we don't have energy service in right now. You just never know what might happen with these markets in the future. I mean, I can't guarantee anything, but be nice if we were expanded there. And the Lubbock, Texas expansion. I mean, I think Darryl was saying it's the first time since, I think he said 2014, I might be wrong about that, that they had a Texas expansion, like a new market opened up in Texas. I'd be excited about that. I'd be playing who do you know in Lubbock, Texas. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about the network. Who do you know in the different markets that we're opening up in? Who do you know in, I want to know, I'm playing, who do you know in Houston? Who do you know in Dallas? You guys should be playing, who do you know in Pennsylvania? Who do you know in Massachusetts? Who do you know in Maine? All these different things. And that's how you expand your business beyond your personal zip code. You can go out and make a six-figure income in your zip code. There's no question about it. It's been proven over and over and over in Abbott Energy. But now, you know, how can you expand your network out of your zip code? Through the people you know and the people that they know and the people that they know. And that's how it works. And the perfect storm is people right now are looking. You know, the stimulus checks are gone. Companies are starting to regroup a little bit. And, you know, there's a situation right now that I believe it's the perfect storm to build your Abbott Energy business. More backing, financial stability, more ways to buy energy, different products and services that we can offer in the energy sector. We just have never had it like this before. It's just a question of now is getting out there and getting after it and doing the basics by building a list, playing the who do you know from here, who do you know from there, and just relying on your Abbott Energy family. I know that corporate is excited about getting out on the road. They are going to be doing, corporate on the road. I don't know what it's going to be called, if it's going to be something new. Eric Reisdorf and all the different leaders in Abbott Energy are going to be out on the road supporting and pushing these new expansions and everything. So it's an exciting time in Abbott Energy. So guys, let's do what we do the best, is network and just get out there and get after it, because I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity we have with Abbott Energy. So, guys, I'm going to open it up, see if I can do this, and we'll say goodnight.